Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and Tip Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or a key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. Have you ever had that manager or leader or anybody in some sort of leadership role, whether that be a team lead all the way up to the top? And when you thought of them or when you thought about going to work, you really did cringe, like you just didn't want to be there. I'll be honest and say way back in my early days of my working life, I had that. I would literally pull into the parking lot and have to convince myself to go in. I did not want to go into that environment. Why? Well, the leaders didn't get along. There was a couple of them that were higher up. They didn't get along. They yelled at each other in the office. And, you know, there was even things such as very, very clear favorite people. I was young and I knew, you know, that even what I was seeing wasn't okay. I actually left that company without even having another job. I was so disheartened by what was going on there. And I knew that wasn't the environment I wanted to stay in. So I did leave. And I was lucky enough to find another job quickly. But it was so bad that that's what I did. I want to ensure that those who are in what are called leadership roles, so think your team leads, supervisors, managers, and higher ups, have the right training, because we need to feel comfortable as employees going to work and spending 8+ hours there. We don't want to go into work and feel like we can't get out of the car or cringe every single time someone shows up to work because we just can't deal with how they lead. I developed an event that is coming up soon in December, December 16th, called Rise to Leadership. And why did I create it? Well, really simple, based on my experience, of course, and with, you know, some people that I do talk to with my coaching and consulting, I wanted to help people develop properly into leadership roles from the beginning. And so if this is, you know, you're turning into a team lead, or maybe you want that promotion, but you don't feel like you have those leadership skills, or you just want some tools and resources to understand what is leadership, how to lead a little bit better with confidence, to even understanding some of the communication tools that you might need so that the yelling isn't something that we have in our work environments. So leaders to be, maybe leaders who want to be one day, or even those who are looking to get promoted, say from an employee to a team leader or supervisor, you do need some of the basic skills. So for example, leading by example is not just saying, you know, I promise I'm going to do this. It's actually a way of leading. It means that you do what you say you're going to do and not just say it. So if you are leading by example, then you need to behave the same way that you expect others to behave. So for example, if you're, you know, you had that manager or somebody who loved to yell at others all the time, or would roll their eyes every time you went to their office to ask a question, and you weren't allowed to do the same thing to them, that's not leading by example. Leading by example means that if we yell at our employees, then they should be able to yell at us right back. If we roll our eyes at our employees, then we should be able to roll our eyes at our managers without fear of reprimand. But that's not always the case, obviously. We never want to hear yelling in an office environment. We don't want eye rolling. We want conversation. So what if instead of yelling at each other or playing that blame game of it was her, not me, or maybe even not understanding what it actually means to be a leader, we learn and we grow so we can develop organizations that have collaborative conversations and even collaborative conflict. Yes, conflict. Conflict does not mean you have to yell and scream at each other. It means we have conversations where conflict is okay in an environment where we talk through it. I had great leaders for most of my career, and those that really truly led by example, who were there when I needed that helping hand, who never yelled, but instead, you know, would find out why something wasn't going well. And it was usually not a person, by the way, and I've mentioned this before, Before we play a blame game as leaders or employees, coworkers, whatever you might be right now, find out why a process may be breaking down, not a person. Usually it's a process that didn't work well. Perhaps the lack of training, perhaps it was an error in the documented process itself, maybe a machine broke down, whatever that is. We want to be able to build upon those errors and mistakes and figure out what they are very collaboratively and work towards improving them. Processes break down. We need to fix them when they do. So if you are new to leadership or you know somebody who wants to get into leadership or is new and is struggling, it's time to take this into our own hands and share with them that there are ways to rise to leadership. So my event is called Rise to Leadership, coming up December 16th and December 17th. You can check it out on the website, amplifyingleadership.ca, and hit the Rise to Leadership page for more information. There will be a program coming out in the new year as well. So this event is really just to start that process. But we want to make sure that we are leading how we want to be led or how we had wished we had been. I never wanted to go to an organization where leaders were yelling at each other. They were having collaborative conversations regarding their issues. That would be a much better environment to be working in. So let's help others rise to leadership. Be sure to share with, if you know of anybody who would like to rise to leadership, that this event is happening, to provide some of those basic tools and some more information. All right, that is our Tip Thursday with Tara for this week. If you do know anyone new to leadership or who wants to get into any type of leadership role from team leads and up, please visit our website and click on Rise to Leadership for our upcoming event. You can find out about all of our services at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Until next time, remember, leadership matters.